And the Bible tells us God is good. Am I right? You never find a scripture that says God is bad or God is evil. You can't find one. So you cannot get good to do evil. But you can get good to do justice. And so Adam sold out, he allowed someone else in this earth who had no right to be here to bring disasters. And because of that, they killed one of his sons, got killed by another one. Then we start seeing disaster. We start seeing this, and we start seeing that, and then we start seeing people as they multiplied on earth. We started seeing them start rising up against each other, doing harm, hurt, and then we start to see poverty. We start to see destruction. We start to see division and fighting. All that kind of stuff took place, right? What happened? Man had lost his dominion. He had authority to rule anything and everything. Everything. Listen, everything. Say everything. Everything was to obey man on this earth. Whatever's in this earth was to obey man. Hallelujah. And so Jesus showed up, and I just want to get to, I don't need to go through how he showed up. You already know. But Jesus showed up, and as he began to teach, the apostles saw him walking in this dominion. Hello? They saw him. They never seen a man like this before, because the scripture says, you read through the gospel, he would go into the synagogue, he would teach. And they would leave the crowd, what? Astonished. They make statements like this. We never heard anything like this before. We never heard anything. We never heard a man speak like this man. We never seen the miracles, the miracles he did. So the apostle was curious, walking with him, and said, now we want to do this. Because you walking with somebody, you walking with someone, and then you got 5,000 men beside women and children. And you got 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And you just speak some word and say, Father, bless this bread, bless this fish. And then start passing it out. I want to know how you do that, Lord. Can I do that? Wouldn't you? They saw this man. They saw this man, this young man had died, funeral in session, the mama following the funeral session crying. Jesus stopped the burial and said, young man, get up, sit up, get up. And you know, he dead, they taking him buried. Then all of a sudden he sat up. And he just said, young man, get up. Well, how do you do that? Wouldn't you? But now, you know, somebody, you start saying something like that, everybody says, look, you can't do that. And we listen to them rather than what the Lord says. Why can't I do that? So, that brings me to my subject. The apostle, and my subject is, the word is a seed. We're going to deal with that. The word is a seed. And my latest right here, because I might need that. All right, what happened to the scripture? Oh, there it is. The word is a seed. And this is Luke, supposed to be Luke 17, verse 5. The apostle said to the Lord, what did they say to the Lord? What did they say? All right. Now, how will he increase your faith? Now, wouldn't you want your faith to increase? Would you want your faith to increase this morning? If I tell you, if I show you by scripture, and I show you by scripture and example in the scripture, would you accept it?
Amen.
Would you believe it?
Amen.
Would you take it and use it?
Amen.
I'm so glad you said amen. Now, do you mean it?
Amen.
Or are you just waiting for me to dismiss you? Or you want me to go into this and show you? So he said what? Increase our faith. The apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. Jesus immediately began to show him how to do it. Y'all read the next verse. You read it. Verse 6 says what? And the Lord said, okay, the Lord said what? If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree. All right, he said, if you have faith. Now, where am I going to get faith from? Because he said, if you have faith, now where am I going to get it from? Because I got to have it in order to increase it. So he's saying, if you believe that I'm the Word. Then you can say to this sycamine tree, be thou what? Uprooted and planted in the sea. And it will, one scripture says it should, but I like the one that said it will because they don't have a choice. Remember, what did we start out talking about? Dominion. You have dominion over everything in the earth. You have dominion over your mind. You have dominion over your body. You may not be taking it, but you got it. You have dominion over everything, every evil, because you've been delivered from the one that had you in his control, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and what? Translated us where? Into the kingdom of dominion. Y'all didn't get that. We've been translated where? Into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, all right, let's deal with that. I'm so glad you came up with that. It's so good. If you have faith as a grain of what? Mustard seed. Out of all of my gardening, I was raised on a farm. By the time I knew myself, I had a hoe in my hand and a plow. We were following it. My oldest brother and I, we were little old squirts. I would drive and he would plow. He was a little stronger than me. He would hold the plow and I would drive the horse. So I know about farming the old-fashioned way, big time, because we came out of the womb looked like farming.